vergessen, oder?
Bettach.
I apologize for the confusion. Might be a little confusion about the marmakomos in the paper. It's a little confusing over here. The pasuk on top goes on the sforno later on the bottom, in case you didn't figure that one out yet. And we'll talk about the medrash first. That goes in the pasuk, which is not in here, but it's quoted in the medrash, obviously. And the pasuk, Hein Kavu Yomecha Amus. The pasuk talks about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, your days are numbered. You're going to die soon. Talks about the Misa, about going up to Har Nevo. And that's the pasuk. So there's the medrash, a very interesting medrash. Rav Yochanan, Eser Misos, Kesuvos, Olav Al Moshe, Ve'elohein. There's 10 times in the Torah was there the pasuk talk about that Moshe Rabbeinu will die. Hein Kavu Yomecha Amus, Umus Bahor, Kano Chimeis, Yodat Yachir Mosi, Yafki Yachir Mosi. 10 times HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to die. All these different examples. What's the point of those 10 times in the pasuk in the Torah? Meramid she'ad asara po'amim nigzar olav sheikanes eretz Yisrael. There were 10 times. 10 times it was some kind of gezeira that Hashem said you can't because of your averos, because of the meimeriva, you're not going to eretz Yisrael. Ve'dayin on neschatim gzardin hakasha. But it wasn't finalized. There was a threat or some kind of initial psak. But it wasn't next. There wasn't a schatin. The chitom adin was not there. Ad shenigra olav bezna gadol. Till the bezna gadol, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bezna shamayim, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all his pamayim shamala. Until they came to him and they told him, Omro gzeir hi bofanai shlo savo. Hashem told him at that point with the bezna gadol, which can't be overridden. That's final. That's the end of it. There's nothing left. There's no chance afterwards. And he says, "That's it. You're finished. You're gonna die. You can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Shelo Tavor. You can't go to Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Ki Lo Tavor Es Hayarden. You can't go by. You can't cross over the Yarden. The Dover Zeh Hoyekal. So again, in short, basically, there were 10 times of discussion. Moses being punished, not going to Eretz Yisrael, or dying. But it wasn't the final gzar din. Till at the end, Hashem said, that's it, finished. After the 10th time, v'davar zeh hayakal be'einav shel Moshe. Moshe was not, the first 10 times, Moshe was not that concerned. It was like a little, it's not such a big deal. Right? Why? She'amar Yisrael chatu, chatos gedolos. He made a kavachomer. Kal Yisrael sinned many different averos. Come upon many times. The kivan should be kashed alei and rachamim. Miyad kibbeli many. I davened for Kai Yisrael a couple various times. Once I davened, the gzera was forgotten about. It was nimchal. It was pushed off. Hashem accepted my tefillos. Nemar herif men vashmidem. He wanted to destroy them. We skipped those called psukim. Hashem forgave them. So if that's what happened by Kai Yisrael, they sinned a couple times, and I davened for them, and I was responded to in a very positive way. So me Moshe Rabbeinu shlo chatasi minurai. I never sinned in my life. Well, koshken shekisparo. I'll ask me if I did this one aver over here, and I'll daven myself shikali many. So it wasn't a big rush. It was kal beinav. What's the big deal? So I'll take my time. One time, two times, four times, three, four, five, until 10 times. 10 times he just was relaxed. He wasn't so excited. He wasn't so nervous. It was kal beinav. Wasn't such a big deal for him. Was he had a kavachomer? Hashem will listen to my tefila. V'kivan shorah HaKadosh Baruch Hu shekaladav v'beinav shel Moshe. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once he sees that it was kal in his eyes, he wasn't taken too seriously. V'ein ha'om b'tefila, and he wasn't davening after the first time. Yod kofas olav, he jumped on him, v'nishba, and he swore, v'shmo ha'b'shmo ha'godo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, so he kanis l'eretz Yisrael. Shenem l'chein l'savi l'sa mazeh. That's what happened. Once Moshe saw that it was finished, he got upset, whatever, he had time, it's fine. So Rabbi Yoga Pian says on this, he says, interesting thing he says. It seems from this medrash that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have davened in the beginning, after time one, maybe even two, three, all those times, he could have accomplished it. He had a kavachomer, and there was no problem. And maybe in a way it was right to be called. But it was one problem. But he didn't daven. Because he couldn't daven. If he would have davened after the first time, second, maybe third, fourth, fifth, I don't know how many times, he would have been nimchal. Hashem would have taken care and listened to his tefillos. But why was he punished? Why was the gezeirah nechtam? Why was it sealed? And that's it, finished? There's no recourse anymore? Because of one reason, because he didn't daven initially. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have an avera, you did something wrong, you sinned against me, the kach tefillah is there, you have to daven, take care of it. Moshe Rabbeinu had the kach tefillah behind him. What's the big deal? Okay, I know I said I did something wrong, but I'll daven. He wasn't memat, he didn't think that avera was not an avera, it wasn't avera, but he just felt that I had the kach to uproot it, so what's the deal, what's the rush? I assume pshat is, there's reason makdimim, or more than that, because avera, don't let the avera fester, don't let it sit there, don't let it stand, don't let it go on nimchal, not forgiven. Moshe Rabbeinu had an achrayus. Go ahead, you can take care of it. Take care of it right away. Hurry up. Don't leave it to later. You have the power, the koach, and if you would have done it, it would have happened, it would have worked, it would have matzliach, but there was one problem. Do it right away. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yoel Apian says, you see from here, that even Moshe Rabbeinu, with the tremendous kochos feel he had, which were proven and which were right, he had those kochos. He had no right, it was wrong to go ahead and wait and procrastinate till later on. I think the application is the obligation to hurry up, to be a zorish, to work on it quickly, get rid of that vera. Get rid of it, daven already. Go talk to Baruch Hu and do your thing. You know, he has the power to do it later on, but you have to do it right away. You know, I guess. In my mind, you know, today I share some issue, the application is very simple. That, you know, we have a tendency, at least I do, I think it's very normal, people go ahead and, yeah, we have Rosh Hashanah coming up as of a week ago, Yom Kippur's coming up, okay, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, I'll harness my kochos, work harder myself, and get into davening, I have so much kavanah, gevaldik. Come Yom Kippur, I'll do even better, with the tannis and all the heyinuyim, and my davening, things will be gevaldik. That could be true. The power is there, the kochos are there. But we don't wait till later on. We have to start the tshuva process, the tefillah process, the learning process, whatever it takes to do tshuva, or both it should be done ASAP. It should not be waited. No procrastination. Even though you have the kochos. If I can't, Yom Kippur set aside for day of tefillah, day of tshuva, day of tikkun. Nevertheless, I both say it's important. Even Moshe Rabbeinu made that mistake. And it was a mistake because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to put things off and to patch things up later on. It has to be done right away in the beginning, as soon as you can. Chaperein. And if he would have done it, it could be, it sounds like he would have gone to Eretz Yisrael. It's only because he waited. Hashem saw, it was Kal B'Einav, his Einav B'Tfilo, he says, he didn't daven right away. Hashem jumped on it and swore, that's it, finished. You're finished, that's it, you can't do it. That's the lesson to us, Shabbosai, in spite of the fact that we have the Koch HaTfilo, and we have the powers, and we have the Yom Tovim, the Yom Adin coming up, the Yom Kippur, Yom Tshuva Tfilo coming up, we have the Chaperein. And use those kochos, not just wait till the last minute, so to speak. The pasuk in Azinu talks about interesting pasuk, hard to translate. I'll do the best I can. Chiches lo, the bun of mumam. Simply speaking, it's referring to as Hashem says that Kal Yisrael made a mistake. They were destructive, and it was to them. It's not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's bun of mum. It's their children's problem. It's their mum. It's their blemish. Their fault. Dariki Shabasalto, very crooked door. HaLashem Tikmuzos. Right? You're going to complain to Hashem. I'm not HaLachachim. You're not too smart. HaLachachim is the one that formed you, that shaped you, that created you. That's the Pasha and the Pasik. Says his Forno. He named Mumam. Right, you see the second line over there, named Mumam, but Ego. Their Avera, that's referring to the Mumam of the Ego per se, the Avera of the Ego, Shiches lo kel yis'ala, es ha-mechuvan. Kla Yisrael, you guys destroyed. You messed up HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. You messed it up. Ka'amra, ki shiches amcha. Why? What was his plan? Ki hu amnam kivein l'kadosh es Yisrael. He went ahead, he had a plan. What was his master plan? His purpose was, his goal was, to sanctify Kal Yisrael, Mekadesh Shemo, Olam HaYadam, and to go ahead and Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, his name in the world through them, they should be his shluchim, Sheyihyu L'Maoros, B'Min Hu Anushi, they should be the highlight, the role models, the highlights in the human race, Lohavin Lohoros, to understand and teach and to show people what it means to be a Ben Torah, to be a Adam HaSholem, Amro, you should be a Malach Kohanim. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, to go ahead and make Chai Yisrael into a Malach Kohanim, a guiding light for the people. They messed up. They worshiped the idol. And with that Avodah Zarah, they messed me up. They can't be my Shluchim anymore. Right? So they couldn't do it. They weren't Roy. They were. You can't have someone who's Avodah Zarah be your Shluchim, at least at that point. What was the complaint? Okay, they messed up. Fine. What was the complaint? Since his kavanah was to make you guys big and great and above there, I'll call Goyim. Ha'umnam roi shetikmu lozos. Is it appropriate that you should pay him back like this? Should the kalkulu mechuvano, that he should go ahead, that you should ruin his intention? V'chal Hashem kotsho, v'kam noah shalo yasig et ha-tachas, and to avoid his achieving that tachas, shekiven, v'amro, nasa m'salmenu, amnovo, bozui, b'yos ha-kofi tova. You guys are kofi tova. You're disgusting. Kofi tova. Mishtalim gemur ra lemeitiv, and you pay back in a negative way to someone who does good for you. Al hefech hanodiv hanichba, the opposite way of a generous person who's honorable, and beitiv, when he does good to someone, gemishlo heitiv imo, someone never did good for him, me'oram. How can you do such a thing? Where's your hakaras hatov? Where's your hakaras hatov? Because even Jabosai, there's the tefillah against Chai Yisrael was, I wanted to make you the greatest. I wanted to put you up on top on a pedestal and make you the leaders of the whole world, something special. I want to make you king, right? I want to make you the leaders of the whole world and to be the role models. That was my plan. I had my purpose. It should be that they should reflect the Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatness. But you messed up. You didn't do it. Why should you have done it? Why should you respond? Why should you have done it? Because where's your Hakar HaTov that should be? What's that Hakar HaTov for that? Hakar HaTov that, you know, this guy wants to give me $1 million. He wants to give me, who knows, puts me on top of the world. And I messed up. I didn't let him do that. I also, what happened to myself? How did they mess up? I don't understand. I'm not going to get involved in all the pshatim and the egel and all that, but pashut, Klai Yisrael had just experienced the Nisim in Mitzrayim, the Makos, Yisrael Mitzrayim, Nisim Arayam, Yamsuf, the whole business, all the Nisim. And they started seeing the man, I think it was right at that time. Says, so all of a sudden they come to this egel. Moshe's not down, doesn't come down so fast. So they were chote, and they figured that all the cheshbonos they had, it's the wrong day, they counted wrong, whatever the story was, you know. They must have had a very strong intellectual conviction. They figured out something's wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu, whether it's Moshe Rabbeinu or Kodesh Baruch Hu, something's wrong. It's not, we have to find someone else. We have to find some other leader, some other person to be in charge instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, who's not around, he's not there. What do you mean? How can you do it? What about the, I mean, it's all these nisim Hashem took you out. What's going on? Obviously, their intellectual computations, right, was that, you know, okay, listen, there's no Hashem, or there's no Moshe, whatever it was, from Shatan, right? If there's no Moshe Rabbeinu, we need someone to replace Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so that's their cheshbon. Well, what about Kof? We tell if Hashem had a plan to go ahead and make you in charge. Fine, but there's no Moshe Rabbeinu. What are we supposed to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodah Zarah, we have to serve because there's nothing doing over here. What's the connection? Why, if a person should makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he intends to do something good for me, should I go ahead and ignore the fact that there's no Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not here. And that calculation was so powerful that they were able to overcome all the nisim they saw before, and they should be so convinced. But Ramayis, I see, I'm wrong. Something's wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu's not here. The plans changed. I don't know what happened. What's in the Sforno? The Chorob Shad is Sforno saying that when someone's margish, Hakaras HaTov, when someone's margish the depths of achrayus and responsibility, I owe him so much. He did so much good for his plans for me. He wanted to help me out so much. Did all these things for me. And now something happens which goes against what that person wants. I have to think a second time, a third time, a fourth time. It doesn't allow me. That sense of achrayus, that sense of of thankfulness after a person will not allow me to let it happen unless I'm convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt, whatever they would have thought about. Second, three, four times and realized, no, whatever, it could be Moshe Rabbeinu still there, I don't know, I'm not sure what would have happened. They would have reevaluated and their whole intellectual, solid, strong argument would have been shattered if they would have mocked a tov. That's the power of the nefesh of a person, the power of how a person, Hashem made a person, so that the feeling of Akaras Tov should be so strong, and the nefesh responds in such a way, I can't, he's so good, he's such a nice person, I love him so much. I both say, it's a kedai for us to machazik ourselves in that regard, one of the, an eser tachbura, to go ahead and want to go ahead and serve Hashem properly, do the right thing, is just pure machazik our Akaras Tov, what Hashem did for us, what he's doing for us. Like Chazal talk about, whatever we have is undeserved. We weren't born being deserved because we did so much before we were born. Everything we have, every eyeball, every hand, every finger, every toe, every foot, every hagash, every heartbeat, whatever it is, all Chesed Hashem. We're mechazik ourselves and recognize how much Hashem did for us. That natural response, that response will be so strong that how can I go ahead and do anything against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I can't. What do you mean? But it doesn't make sense. There's no Moshe Rabbeinu. Something's wrong. I can't do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't. What do you mean? But the math doesn't work out. I see there's a mistake over here. The plans changed, whatever it was. Not a problem on both sides. When a person recognizes and when it feels that HaKadosh Tov, he'll go again. Nochem on Nochem. It'll be so hard to go against that HaGosh HaKadosh Tov. And that's an Eitzah for us to be Magish Narabos. We're trying to find ways to motivate ourselves to go ahead and recognize and want to serve Hashem on a higher level, have more davening, do more mitzvahs, and more learning, and more asmud, and more ches, whatever it might be. Hakaras HaTov is one of the eights which we can mechazik ourselves with.